Warriors Sound with the Warriors and Rockets getting set for the Western Conference Finals. I'm Lawrence Scott, and we're joined by Tim Roy as we look ahead to what's going to be a fantastic series. And this one, Tim, starts in Houston.
Yeah, it starts in Houston. It's going to be different to see the Warriors under Steve Kerr start on the road. I think it's very good that the Warriors are a proven team on the road. They've won a game in 17 straight playoff series on the road, so that's going to bode them very well. I think it's going to get them focused early on, and I think it's going to be one heck of a series. This is a very, very good Rockets team that's been built for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to beat the Golden State Warriors.
X factor for the Warriors. And then who you think is the guy that the Warriors need to be keying on that Rockets side?
X factor for the Warriors. That's a really good question. I haven't thought of it that way, but I would say that I think their bench scoring in this series. If you know, when the Warriors are playing well, the ball's moving, and you're getting 6 points from Sean Livingston, you're getting 6 points from David West, you're getting a couple buckets from Quinn Cook, or maybe a couple of rebound baskets for Kevon Looney. So when that's happening, I think the Warriors just raise their level to almost impossible to beat. And so I think if they get some production off their bench, some meaningful production on both sides of the floor, I think that's the X factor. And the second part of your question was?
Well, just who on the Rockets has upped their game to the point that you can't ignore them? We know Harden and Paul offer something that's been key to their attack. And I'd say like Clint Capella seems to be the likely choice. But there's some guys there on the Rockets team that can do some damage.
Yeah, Capella would be the logical choice. I'm going to give you Eric Gordon, who I think has really made a very good second act in his career. He's looked like he's been in great shape most of the year. He can still finish at the basket while making threes. You know, he's much more of a three-point threat than he was early in his career. And so I think he's really found a home in Houston. And he's a really good player. And I think he's somebody that the Warriors have to be cognizant of where he is at all points of the floor. And he's the one guy other than Paul and Harden of their three-point shooters that I really worry about the closeouts, because he does have that ability to put the ball on the deck and get it to the rim. And so I think he's a player that you really have to kind of keep under wraps and not let him get going.
Right. A lot of talk to be had about this series. You'll hear it all over the place, but we want to bring in two other voices here with our Warrior Sound coverage of Warriors and Rockets. And it's RC and Scooter, and we kick things over to RC Davis. And now a little time for the RC Davis experience. You hear him on our broadcasts during the halftime reports and to wrap up the game, and now you hear him on the RC and Scooter show. Great content as these guys break down the league, but now we specify the Western Conference Finals. The fourth straight Western Conference Finals for the Warriors. The Rockets and Warriors were in the first of those four. And now they're doing it again, and this series is getting really interesting, and it's something that you really drill into with Scooter, RC.
Well, absolutely. The first couple games of the season is when the Warriors and Rockets faced off. So much has changed, so I had to ask Scooter, now that the series is here that everyone wants, what do the Warriors have to worry about?
What could be an issue for the Warriors going into this series no one's thought of, no one's thinking about? It could be something small. But what is there anything that, you know what, if X happens, that could be an issue?
Well, I think that the big issue is that we're going to get into a shootout. So it's going to be a competition of who shoots the highest percentage is going to have the best chance to win. And so I really think that instead of focusing on the offense, that it's going to turn into who can defend better. And in doing that, it's going to be who can run people off of the three and who can get out on the floor. So my question is, how are the Warriors going to use their bigs in this series? Because Capella has really stepped up and proven himself to be a big factor for that team.
Yep.
But he's usually not playing against real bigs. So I don't know. I mean, I think that the Warriors can play small ball better than anybody, but I wonder if there's going to be an X factor that is, you know, we're going to use some height to help run you off the three and Venus flytrap you into a shot blocker.
Nice. So there's a chance that we could see, at least in stretches, Zaza, McGee,
yeah,
and Looney?
I think so. I think Looney has scored points in the coaching staff's eyes because he's able to step out and guard multiple positions, so the switching still works with him.
Right.
I think McGee's less able to do that, but McGee gives you the shot blocking and the around-the-rim finishing that might be beneficial if Houston's trying to do the same thing and run you off the block. Then you're going to go inside, and here comes Capella to block your shot. You just throw it anywhere near the rim, and McGee finishes it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really an interesting chess game between, are you going to go with bigs or are you going to go with smalls to try and combat the three-point competition that everybody's expecting us to be.
Game one in Houston on Monday, May 14th. Game two, then 2 days after on Wednesday, before the Warriors return to the Bay Area, as game three will be at Oracle Arena on Sunday, May 20th, and game four on Tuesday, the 22nd. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.